That's what a good intro. This is a really good intro, by the way.
Welcome back to I Plead the Fifth. It's your favorite host, Shannon Devlin.
Sierra Adams.
I'm Dee. Morgan's over
Hi,
there.
Hi, I'm Morgan.
Morgan's here.
This is the most I've spoken on this show.
Oh, I got 4 text messages. Is it all from my... No.
Wow. Yes. You're so popular.
Actually, yeah. Danny's also texted me.
Oh, gossip talk.
No, we're still friends.
Gossip talk. What's going on with that?
We're friends, and I'm seeing somebody else.
You are?
Yeah.
Who? Not your gay fiance.
Yes, my gay fiance.
That doesn't count.
I'll tell you after the show.
Okay. Wow. I'm learning all new information. So, I'm really, like, my mood has peaked since I got that email. I didn't even apply for the internship yet, but did you get the email about the New York internship?
Yeah.
Don't you think that's really cool?
Yeah. I didn't read it.
It's also very vague.
I know.
Like, yeah, monstrously vague. Yeah.
I was going to ask Vinhala, because I was interested. She sent it out, so she should know more about it. Like, what are we going to do? But it's an all-expense-paid trip for 2 months in New York. You're living in Manhattan. Manhattan.
I don't think it's all-expense-paid, though.
That's it. Yeah. But, like, most of it should be paid for. If it's...
I don't know, Shannon. If you're proving me wrong, congratulations, but...
Well, that's why I'm going to talk to Vinhala and see, like...
You need to do that now.
Not right now. We're in a radio show.
You need to have done that yesterday.
It's due November.
It's October 9th, so get to it. I'm also the one that, like, doesn't procrastinate, gets all my work done.
Yeah, sure you do, D. I don't procrastinate either.
Even though we were all literally working on our
assignments. That's what I'm saying.
You're just as bad. You did it last night, too.
No, I was finishing it, though. Like, yeah. I finished it. Like, it was the finishing touches.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. What's that?
I don't know. I just don't like the class.
It's really hard to get through. Does anybody else agree to that?
The last class we were just in?
Yeah.
That one thing
I almost passed out. Whenever we were watching that film, I was like,
I found that actually film kind of interesting.
How many times are you gonna say that you had a long shot?
Okay,
I know you got a shot that was you never cut. Good for you. Good, yay!
It wasn't all long shot. There were some close ups.
No,
mediums.
That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. I meant like they had a continuous shot.
A continuous shot, yeah.
For 90 minutes.
Look, continuous shots are really hard to do.
Really hard.
I know.
I couldn't even.
Yes, good for that person.
Okay, I get what you're saying. It was the overusing. Like, it was a continuous shot.
Oh,
it was a
for people who don't know, a continuous shot means that you record the whole entire time and you can't edit it. Like, you can't, like,
and you don't
fix
stop.
Up.
If anything happens,
you can't fix it. It's going straight to TV or movie.
And if you mess up, you just start over, basically.
From the beginning, like the very first scene.
Very first shot. Fun stuff.
But.
Yes, Shannon? Yes.
What's everyone thinking for internships? Because my game plan is that I get, like, an okay internship this year, and then get, like, a better one next year, and then you're like, wow, look at what I've done for, like, my 4 years of college. Go on.
Are we required to have internships for our major?
I think
yes,
we are.
It's on your check sheet. Yes, yeah. We are.
Which, I mean, makes sense, because, like, it's good to have experience in the field before you actually, like, jump into the field, but I have no idea what I want to do, so
I think it also,
that's
like,
the point I'm at right now.
I think it also helps out, like, if you do really well with that one company, they will hire you afterwards. I think that's the biggest fear, is, like, to ensure that everyone gets a job.
I mean, yes and no, but I want to see if I can count, like, the MCA as my internship because it technically, I really don't want to have to get another internship on top of having them.
Most internships, you don't get paid.
I don't know about
some of them you do, though.
Yeah, some of them you do. Well,
I like, better
who's your academic advisor?
Paid.
Like,
hmm? Who's your academic advisor?
You would get paid.
What?
Who is your academic
That's
advisor?
Why I was Van Halla.
Ask her.
Yeah.
She should know. She's also the head of the department.
Yeah, it's true. What a woman. She's hilarious.
What a woman.
Well, it was really funny when my brother toured here over the summer. My mom didn't tell her, like, didn't say, like, anything about me. And Van Halla goes, "You look familiar. Why do I know you?" And then it hit her. And it was like, "Oh, I remember you now. You're Dee's mama." And my brother and my mom looked at each other like, "Yeah." Well, my brother didn't want to. He doesn't want to live in my shadow kind of thing.
And he shouldn't go to the same school as you.
But he would be stupid to go anywhere else.
He has other options. They're
Not
in the state, but like other options.
That child has not been away from this from our house.
I mean, Waynesburg's not that bad. I hated it, but they also do media arts.
And that child has not gone on his own at all in the 17 years of life.
Did you guys see Pitt's new studios they made?
No.
They just built. Oh, let me show you.
Oh, boy.
Might have to transfer.
Yeah.
They're really nice.
I will never become a.
I'm not a Pitt fan, but I'm a fan of their freaking studios. I wish I could make it bigger, but like.
That's not cool.
It's their student studio, though.
RMU.
They have two.
Where's our money?
That looks like a.
I don't know. They're cutting the theater program.
Yeah, because.
Is that not a green screen?
No.
It's not.
I will jump across this table at you, D.
I'm not gonna.
Don't even try.
I'm not even going there.
Don't even try.
I'm transferring.
Because one of us died is going to become happen way faster than graduation.
Look at this, like.
If you say something right now.
Give my mouse. I'm eating my mac and cheese, yo.
Right?
Better. I know where you sleep.
Right? I know. We're right across the hall from each other.
Look. Look at their control room. Look at that from their control room.
Our switcher is about to die.
We need a new control room.
Yeah,
look at
really,
this.
She really needs. We really need to replace her.
We need a new.
You know what, guys?
That's a student.
Okay,
one.
Goodbye, and also, everyone. And also, Pitt's a huge school too.
Well, yeah, it's.
Yeah, but they have two. Two. Where's my tuition going to? I wish I knew.
The rebuilding of Seoul.
Oh yeah. No, that's UPMC that did that one.
Yeah.
No, that's the reason why they're hiking up all of our tuition is to
pay you
fix the dorms.
Not doing very good.
Oh, ask Bailey.
Oh, yeah, let me tell you this story. So, RCA has had the worst luck when it comes to, like, her heating and air conditioning unit. It leaked. Well, first it leaked, and then got water all over the place. Then they fixed it. It leaked again because the guy who fixed it didn't bother putting the pipe back on right.
Interesting.
Yeah. So twice this semester, her room's been a wind tunnel. It's actually kind of funny, but she was just like, "Yeah, that's like this is what I get for going home on the weekends."
It's not what, but yeah. were you gonna say? You look like you're about to say something.
No, I wasn't.
Oh well, you look like.
I just glanced at you, Shannon.
Well, yeah, because you were like, and you went.
Because you were saying something to me, so I had to answer.
Exactly.
But I feel like, how do you even hear about internships besides Van Halla? I feel like you have to, like, search super hard.
I mean, you could try.
She
look
emails a lot of internships.
She
like,
does.
I get a lot of emails for those.
I mean, you could also check Handshake in the Career Center.
Yeah, the Career Center can always get you, though.
I'm just going to apply to companies and see who says yes.
If you sign up for Handshake, because I did the Handshake thing, And, like, yeah, it sends me emails, like, every day about new internships around me.
Oh, a nursing major was like, you look like the perfect fit. And I was like, this isn't the right thing. Because I think it'd be cool to, like, spend the summer in New York, and then it's just something more to add to your resume. Well, look at the one I did. Oh, my goodness. Because just doing sentry does not get you, and it does not get you a full-time job. Sentry is a building block to build you to get an internship, and then an internship is supposed to get you a job. Or it could be yourself, and then you get an internship based off your work, and then you get a job.
Okay, I'll see that too.
Woo!
Okay.
How was homecoming?
It was an interesting...
I wouldn't know. I left as soon as the choir was done singing. Because the marching band wasn't performing, and it was way too hot, so I didn't stay.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Greg's just standing outside trying to... I don't even know what he's doing right now.
What did you say? Greg was distracting me.
During the game, I left after the choir sang because it was way too hot, and the marching band wasn't going to play until way after the game, and I don't stay for the game. I just stay for the marching band. And so when I found out that they were not until after the game, I was like, it's way too hot to stay out here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was not desirable. Well, actually, I shouldn't say anything. I was in the truck.
I was not in the truck. I was home. Sleeping.
Yeah. Because... Yeah, what goes around comes around, a.k.a. being sick.
You were sick.
So were you.
Well, yeah. What do you mean comes around?
Get it? Viruses, sickness, what goes around comes around?
No.
Dee was saying that it was karma and you got your karma served to you.
But
this is basically what you're saying.
That's not what I'm saying. But don't put words in my mouth, Sierra.
I didn't do anything.
Question mark? I heard a question mark in that.
Some people think I'm like super mean and I'm just joking.
That's your sarcastic side, which I love.
Exactly.
Stop asking questions.
Questions.
Right now, everything you're saying right now is, like, in a form of a question.
I also got something about two octaves, so.
That's usually how questions work. You're like, how are you? What is this paper? I'll bet out.
Oh, my God.
I thought you were going to start choking, and I was like, I know how to save
C-P-R.
You.
CPR.
Warren certified.
Well, I hope so, because she's a lifeguard.
Aren't you guys doing the Disney internship?
Maybe.
Well, I'm gonna try. Right now, I'm applying to be a CA. So
really?
Yes, a CA. I would love to be a CA.
It's not an internship.
Huh? No, but it pays for my room and board, meal plan, and my parking pass.
Ooh.
So that would be nice. I could pick up another major with how much I just money
like,
I would save.
It says, like, I need a resume. I don't have a resume. I've never worked.
Right, you still put, like, what, like, you...
I was a babysitter. Yeah. I still am.
No, still, technically counts.
Self-employment. I charge $5 an hour.
I mean, you've worked for... Well, she does volunteer. Never mind. I was going to say, you worked for Sentry for a while.
That's fine. Yeah,
I never got paid, but that's because that's on my transcript, not to get paid.
Yep.
Not paying anybody.
But now that we sophomores, we get higher up. We just make all the freshmen do the volunteer work now.
Do you get paid, Dee?
Mm-hmm. Morgan's face.
Morgan has a Mac laptop with a Mac iPhone. Same.
With a passion.
No classes, this is for?
For professional communication in the workplace.
How terrible is that?
We literally have to meet every single week. We have to have a meeting. Mm. And we didn't get to pick our groups. So, like, none of our schedules match. And so, like, we just don't meet. And whoever's, like, assigned to do something has to just, like, make it up.
Oh.
So.
Ew. Disgusting.
I hate it.
How terrible is that class?
It's not terrible. I took the professor that I took because I had him for public speaking, and I loved him. So I took him this year.
But
it
no,
is
I hate
terrible.
Him.
He puts so much extra work that I don't need and can't handle. Like, I physically can and mentally cannot handle all the extra work he gives us.
Is it Tallarica?
Hmm?
Is it Tallarica?
No.
Oh.
So basically, I'm just losing my mind at this
point. We are not throwing names around on the radio show.
Because no. Everyone listens to us.
Yeah.
Did we get like 6 downloads one time?
We did. So that was probably, I don't know.
Matt.
Matt Simkova, because he never comes to the show anymore. What a nerd. What are you guys going to do for that project that we just got assigned to us?
I have no clue.
Film noir.
I don't know.
I'm actually really excited for this project because I've always wanted to learn how to do split screens, but I don't know how to do.
She said, come prepared with some footage. You're crazy.
Not for next week, no.
No, but she just said, like, maybe. She's like, kind
of
like.
Oh, speaking of that, let's see what it's due.
What does it do?
No. I'm interested.
Guess I don't have. Is this the syllabus?
Yeah. We did not meet last week because I got inducted to SCJ.
Yes, Shannon.
Now I'm a fraternity brother.
Oh, the third isn't due until the 30th.
Wow.
That's super close.
Next week, we're working on this.
That can't be right.
That's what I'm saying.
No. Yeah, we're working on the split screen movie, it says. Individual critiques and troubleshooting.
I love it.
And then we're also getting project number 4 assigned to us on the 23rd. So before we even finish the third project, we're getting
And to be honest, that's getting towards finals. So
and November?
That's not the final, though.
What?
And then we have the fourth, the sound project. Do the 13th.
Is
and
she
then
trying to kill us?
Oh, no. Maybe that is the final. Why is there, like, 10 projects in between? Yeah, we're getting the final given on the 23rd. And then on the 13th, we have a sound project due. Don't even know what that is.
She's trying to kill
okay.
us.
We're film students.
But, you know.
I have a life. Sometimes.
I have other projects to do.
I try to have a life, I should
say. I had 3 different projects to do this week.
I have too much to do for next week.
I like how I have to redo blueberry coffee cake totally now.
That's okay. I was literally told my video sucked.
She's the worst with critiques. Not saying names.
Oh, yeah, mine was, like, I was literally told mine sucked, so. I had to redo the whole entire thing.
Yeah. That's this Friday. Making more blueberry coffee cake.
You want to share?
No.
Rude.
Yeah, maybe you can get extra credit if you bring in the cake.
Totally. Bribe our professor. That's not unseen.
No.
What are you guys being for Halloween?
I'm going to be Jack from...
I'm going to be doing homework.
I'm going to be Jack from Titanic.
Love it.
Who's going to be Rose?
My gay fiancé.
Love it. Bless you.
Did you ask any of your friends if they could be on...
No, I totally forgot. I'll ask him right now.
Bless you.
Or me tonight. I didn't even do a skit this week, but there is one skit they're doing.
Morgan apparently skipped out on.
Yeah, remember Nick Hedrick was like, you're my assistant.
No, I didn't skip it. He's just a pain.
Oh, okay.
He calls me his assistant, so he thinks I need to follow him around 24/7 and do whatever he wants me to do.
I think he likes you.
Just kidding. What?
I think he likes you. Just kidding.
I ship it. I don't want any relationship.
Yeah, you are afraid of commitment.
Very.
But even though you want the biggest diamond ring in the world.
I do.
Just because she doesn't want to quit, I'm not saying it would change, but if she doesn't want commitment now, does not mean she can't have it later in life.
True.
Yeah. I'm trying to get my way through school right now.
Yes. Because you don't need no man.
It's not going very well, but we're trying.
I think like these two semesters probably like the hardest because we have to take a whole bunch of like. But we have to take the majority of our classes our first 2 years, and then you get the easier classes, I think, going towards.
Do you know how many Gen Ed classes I have to take? I have to take almost all of them. I don't know what my academic advisor is doing. She doesn't tell me anything. So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't even know if I can graduate in 2021.
Relate.
Yeah.
From all like all the classes, he's like, I don't think I'll be done in 4 years.
I think you should be fine.
We'll all be fine.
I think I'm gonna take two more 18 credit, maybe one or two more.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick up a lot more credits.
Where are you at? Are you taking 16 this semester?
I'm just taking however many you're supposed to take. Like the bare minimum.
My roommate, she tried to get 21 credits. They told her she couldn't do it.
Yeah, you have to get permission to take 21.
They're like, yeah, no. She wants to graduate next year.
Interesting.
And if she doesn't graduate in the spring, she's going to graduate in the summer.
I mean, I appreciate her for doing that, but by goodness, that's an entire.
She's going to leave me alone by senior year.
I would love to pick up a second major, though.
What would your major be?
Like dual majoring.
Yeah, I mean, I have the minor in documentary studies, but we literally have to take, like, two extra classes, and then we get the minor. Like, it's not,
See, with journalism, I have to take at least six classes.
Yeah. So I don't know what other.
Because they're, like, a part of my electives.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping I pass my journalism classes.
I want to take fight class. Stage combat.
Stage combat. The theater major is going away.
It's gonna be a theater minor.
Oh. So you look so upset. You're like.
Well, I mean, I'm not gonna be like, a theater major at all.
Yeah.
But that'll be the only reason why I would change my major is so I can fight. But I'm worried it's gonna like mess up my my career here.
What do you mean?
I'm worried that if I say, oh, yeah, I'm going to be a theater major now, I'm just going to mess up all my classwork.
Yeah.
And then when I go back, I'm not be able to graduate on time.
Yeah, you'll be like class of 2024.
2024. Hopefully. Not 2022?
Yeah, 2026.
2030. 2030. 2070, when I die. My mom says that should be my job, is just be a student for the rest of my life.
You really don't want
to. I'm for it. I could be a student for the rest of my life.
Me too.
That's not.
You just keep deferring your loans. Don't deal with them then.
Don't deal with them then.
I wanted to say something.
What? Can you remember now? How about now?
Wait, what was a secret thing you wanted to talk about?
Someone's secret waving. Thing?
Oh,
it's like it's Donovan.
It's DJ! Won't you a little bit?
I didn't invite him on the show.
I did.
He's back! Are you on air?
Yes.
We are currently live. Do not worry, no one ever listens to this show. Except for Malik Johnson.
So I can say.
You can't say any cuss words. No, you can't.
No, you can't.
I love being the surprise guest.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, did I invite him on the show?
No, but I might just start showing up.
It's okay.
That's what we did.
I showed up once and we never went away. Yeah, we literally never went. I went away for like a couple of weeks and I came back.
So yeah, can you sing tomorrow for Are You Today?
No, I got Danica.
Danica.
She was really
good.
Wow.
Aren't you rude?
I can sing next week if you want.
Well, 2 weeks.
I already asked her.
Yes.
Oh, hi.
Hi, guys. Danica just said hi.
Have you ever, Sonia was talking to me about how she, like, wanted to try on wedding dresses even though she isn't married. And, like, her in her culture, it wouldn't be a white wedding dress. It would be,
yes,
like, a different color. And, like, she, like, she almost went, but then she didn't go. And I was like, why didn't you go? And she's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, like, try them on, and then you have to, like, tell your backstory about your fiancé and stuff.
I can do that.
Totally makes up a story.
Personally, I'm of the opinion that if it will make you feel good about yourself to go and try on a wedding dress, go and try on a wedding dress. Just don't spend the $3,000 that it's going to cost for you to own that wedding dress.
Yeah. Or like, I love watching Say Yes to the Dress, and
just say no to all the dresses that they give you.
Like, I love watching women like spend expensive amounts of money for their dresses. Like, I think the largest amount of money a person spent on Say Yes to the Dress, New York, it was like $56,000 for three different dresses.
No, thank you.
Well,
personally,
it.
My favorite thing to do with one of my friends from home is we have been to many of the bakeries in the tri-state area, and we told them that we were a young engaged couple, and could we try some samples for wedding cake? And basically, you sit down for an hour or two, and they feed you cake in the hopes that you buy the wedding cake for them. And we have it down to a science, like.
Love that.
So, I mean, it's really good if you don't have money to buy real food, because if you just tell them, like, oh, yeah, we're in the market for a wedding cake, what do you have to show us? Because, and all you have to do is, like, talk to them as if you're actually going to buy a wedding cake and look at some pictures of wedding cakes.
And do not go to the same bakery twice. They'll know.
Yeah, don't go back, because if you go back a second time, they won't feed you. And not only that is...
Unless you have a new person on your arm.
No, because my friend actually went with another guy,
yeah,
and tried, and they said, oh, we're so sorry that you and DJ broke up, but we're so happy that you liked our cake, and so which one did you pick, and we'll give you, and, like, we can put the money, the deposit down on it.
Oh, so did she put a deposit down, or he?
No, she was like, oh, actually, my new fiancé, Mike, was just, I was telling him about you, but he's a little iffy, and they were like, well, you should be able to tell Mike how good they had caught on, and, like, luckily it is not, and we both know not to go to the bakery that is in our hometown.
Yes.
Because not only does my family frequent the bakery, as does hers, but also a number of our friends from high school work in that bakery.
Oh.
So, because I did have a friend who tried it there, and they were like, so, you're engaged?
Sounds suspicious.
So.
That's actually hilarious.
Also, for a year and a half, I worked in the jewelry business. I can't tell you how many people just came in to try on engagement rings they had no intention of buying. Like, you put on a $36,000 diamond, and you, oh, aren't I cute? You take a selfie with it. You feel better about yourself, and then you leave. Like,
yep.
There's nothing stopping you from just trying this stuff on. Nobody says you, I mean, proper etiquette says you should not go into a store unless you have an intention of buying something. But does anyone follow proper etiquette nowadays?
No. Well, I mean, I go with the intention to buy something, and then I find nothing.
Well, that's fine. But what I'm saying is, if trying on a wedding dress or an engagement ring or a diamond necklace, or if you just want to eat cake, why not go and treat yourself? Like, I know the bakery close to my home sells miniature wedding cakes for you to, like, try out.
Did you know?
And I mean, it's like $10 to buy this cake.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, it's not bad because it's a little cake and you can't see me, but it's only about like 6 inches wide. It has the diameter of 6 inches. It's not a big cake. It's easily like a 3-person cake, but it's a wedding cake.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know about you, but just like dressing up, eating some wedding cake, just there's something about it that makes you feel better.
A lot of people have fun at the weddings, not the marriage part.
Well, no, and I had
not the marriage part. That's the best part. It's the best part.
I mean, well, when the wedding comes around, you're already married. You have the certificate already signed and everything.
My priest growing up had the saying, "I think wedding receptions are ridiculous. You spend thousands upon thousands of dollars before you know if the marriage is going to work it out. Try being married for 5 years and then throw a party."
I like what you're thinking. Like, I wouldn't spend thousands of dollars.
No, and I mean, like,
I know what you're talking about, like, those weddings that are just, like, outrageous.
It's more of a joke in my family than anything, but I joke with my family that my ideal wedding is everyone wears jeans and t-shirts and sneakers or flip-flops. We have it in my grandparents' backyard. My grandfather grills hot dogs and hamburgers, yes, and we just play music. And my grandparents say that sounded an awful lot like your graduation party. And I said, yeah, basically I want to have my graduation party over again, but for my wedding. Because you know what? Yeah, it costs money, but it was a lot cheaper than a wedding. And it was a ton of fun because nobody wants to put on – I mean, everyone loves getting dressed up.
Yes.
My favorite part of going to a dance or to a fancy dinner or to a wedding is the dressing up itself.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the thing. I like doing my hair. I like doing my makeup. I like putting on the clothes, and then I like taking a picture of myself. Do I actually want to wear those shoes all night?
No.
Do I really want to wear...
Relate. Oh, wow.
Do I...
That is me to a T.
I mean, the night of homecoming. I wasn't going to go initially, and I ended up going because I was on campus after work and I was dressed up and my friends convinced me to go. I walked from the building I was in to the rec center without my shoes on, put my shoes on to go in, took them off again, put them on to leave the building, and then walked home without them. And here's the thing. This is like a half an inch heel. Like, it's a men's dress shoe. It has the size of heels, and I just did not want to deal with it. So nobody wants to be dressed up for a full wedding. So you know what? Wear your flip-flops, wear your sneakers, wear your ballet flats, wear jeans, and just have something you'll have fun at. You don't have to dress up for a wedding if you don't want to. You don't have to have a fancy wedding.
Yeah, I always like there's only one wedding I've been to, but I was like, it was in like in a botanical garden, and then they rented out like this space in a building, and it was like a big, like, grand ball, and I'm like, yo, guys.
My aunt and uncle last summer went to their friend's daughter's wedding. They paid $10,000 for her shoes.
Why?
Wait.
Would you
wait
do
for
that?
It. $10,000 for her shoes. She wore them to the ceremony. At the reception, she threw them off, and in the process of throwing them under her table, scuffed them and cracked a heel. And the issue that I have with the story is not that she did not get any use out of these $10,000 heels, but the fact that her parents, who bought them for her, had no issue with her throwing them off. And it's the same thing. My saying with anything, I love Halloween, and I have a tendency to overspend when it comes to Halloween costumes. But as I grow up and I start to really spend money on it, I have this, okay, can I use this again for another costume? Mm-hmm. I mean, last year I dressed up as Jackie Kennedy.
Love it.
I mean, it was a great costume. I like got second place in a costume contest with it. And here's the thing, yeah, I spend a ton of money on the costume, but I can reuse it.
What are you going to be this year?
This year, me and Sierra are going as Jack and Rose.
Oh my god!
This is my gay fiance.
I'm finally met you. I love it.
Last time I was here, I wasn't allowed to talk about this on air. Hi, Mom and Dad.
They're not listening.
Sarah. Last time I was on here, they did listen, so I guess I drove them off.
No, they didn't. They don't ever listen. I try to tell them that this show doesn't exist.
I'll tell Nanny to listen. Nanny will listen to this.
Does she know about me?
She knows Sierra exists and that I have a friend named Sierra. Uh-huh. But here's the thing. I try not to, my best friend, I have two best friends from home. We're like the Three Musketeers. And they're two girls. And my one friend, Emily, is fond of telling me, your grandmother really hopes. No, what does she say? Your grandmother would definitely want me to be her granddaughter-in-law if you were straight. Mm-hmm. I can't say whether or not that's true because I'm not in my grandmother's head.
Yes.
But the thing is, my grandparents, and I think this is pretty much true of anyone's grandparents, my grandparents tell me all the time that they don't understand how my friendships work because I have very committed, very supportive friendships, very close, committed friendships, where I'm willing to drop everything in my own life to help them when I'm called upon, but I know that they're willing to do the same. Growing up, my grandparents have said we never had friendships like that, and even to this day, their closest friends, they'll talk on the phone for hours, but if my grandparents have a big problem, they'll talk about it with themselves, they'll talk about it with my uncle, their son, or they'll talk about it with me. They won't go out of the family for it. And that's because when they were growing up, yeah, they had friends and they were in each other's weddings and they hung out, but they didn't have these really committed friendships. Now, my other grandmother, on the other hand, I've only met two aunts from that grandmother's side in my life, my Aunt Dolly and my Aunt Yvonne. Neither of them are blood aunts. They're my grandmother's two best friends from high school. Dolly now lives in Boca Raton, Florida, and Yvonne lives in San Diego. And, my grandmother and them will correspond with problems. They write letters to each other.
That's so cute.
Isn't it?
Aw, letters. That's developing film.
Oh, my God.
That's a good analogy.
Oh, Shannon.
Photography is fun, guys.
You a photography major?
No.
Digital
cinema? No, we have to take intro to all the stuff.
No.
Web design, graphic design.
Oh. I don't have to take graphic design.
Because you're a BFA.
I was simply asking because I took my first photography course last semester and I absolutely loved it.
What was it?
It was Photography Abroad, which was the photography course that at the time was taught by Professor Christine Holtz.
Yeah, I have one now.
I love her.
She's funny.
I love her. We're such great friends. but part of the class was I didn't take a photograph until May, which was because it was a study abroad. So, I was in Ireland and I was taking pictures, thus photography abroad. But I loved it. And it's just such a fun art form.
So when I take my intro to photography, I'll call you up so you can do my work.
No, because I'm an extremely ethical person and I don't believe in cheating.
Was it digital photography or was it?
It was digital photography.
Yeah, I like digital photography too. But this is on a 1970s camera and you can't tell. You'll be like, okay, it's sunny. So the shutter speed, my hand's kind of shaky, so we're going to put it to 125 so it doesn't move. Then we're going to put the aperture to 8, because it's sunny, and then closing, and then you look at your photos, and then it's, all overexposed.
Mm-hmm. By no means am I count myself as a decent photographer. After seeing some of my stuff, I might even say, a good amateur photographer. By no means whatsoever could I take an actual film camera, take pictures, and I mean...
Is that the intro to photography?
Yes.
Oh, great.
I am of an age where I have gone on trips and taken pictures on a disposable camera.
Yes.
Which is the closest anyone in our generation probably got to an actual film camera.
Yeah.
But
those are the times.
I have scrapbooks at home full of pictures that I have taken that are awful because there's no improving them, and it's just whatever was is.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, and I feel like digital photography has the capacity to really breed a new generation of photographers, because I was terrified to take the class. Like, I really wanted to, but when I got into it, I was like, oh my God, what did I get myself into? Because I'm looking at these photographs that I myself have taken, and it's like, they're awful. And what I realized was, I wasn't awful. The camera was awful.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing, because if the lighting's bad, you have to account for that. And I have such respect for somebody who can use a film camera and take care of that stuff. But being an amateur, I cannot do that.
Yeah. My advice for intro photography, if you're going into that next semester, is do a light meter, because the light meter helps you a lot.
Do you ever get to the point where you do digital photography?
I think that's like...
you can take a class for it.
You can take a class.
Okay.
Shouldn't you be at idiot rehearsals?
We don't have idiot rehearsals tonight, and I'll talk to you more about idiot rehearsals later.
All right. I'm confused,
Morgan,
but okay.
Me and Zai are best friends.
Like, Zai from Malawi?
Yes.
I love him.
He's my CA, and he's like one of my best friends from last semester, indeed.
I love him. He was in a production that I was in last year called 45 Plays for 45 Presidents.
He was a great Washington.
I don't know if you realize this, but in that scene I played God. And the thing is, I come from a British family, and so when I had to say that the darkness was the British Empire, I think my grandmother nearly had her fourth stroke. I read it, and like I was like, oh, grandma's gonna love this.
I just got closer to everyone. It was like a fun time. And like, then, are you listening, Morgan?
No.
Listen.
So are you better friends with Caroline now?
Me and Caroline were always good friends. Sure.
Well, you said you got closer to everybody.
Like people that I didn't really know before.
Caroline's the only one that I know is like goes to that.
Less.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Her too.
Yes. Anyway.
Oh yeah, you didn't see her family's calendar that they put up for her last year. It's
okay.
Really funny.
Me and Caroline?
No.
I kind of want to hear the end of the story. I mean, there's such build-up to what happened at this retreat.
Yeah, there's... Let me finish my story.
Sorry.
So, Morgan, are you listening now?
Yes.
So then, I just love this. This brings my heart to joy every time. So we were going to play 9 Square, kind of like 4 Square, but like bigger, and 5 more squares.
Oh my God, that's such chaos.
No, actually, it's not.
Okay.
You have to like play it. I know, I was like, what's going on? Anyway, so I was like, can I talk to you? And I was like, yeah, sure. And usually people that like don't like know me very well, and like they need to talk to me about something, it's usually like talking about my leg. And I can just sense it. And he was like, he said something along, like, he knew that it was cerebral palsy. And he was like, you're such, like, a positive person. And God made us all in our own beautiful way. And and I was like, aw. Morgan, were you listening? Morgan!
I'm doing something really important right now.
Okay.
Apparently, become a CA.
Apparently, I'm not important, guys.
I'm sorry. I'm in the middle
take
of
down
of
your
about two levels.
I think you're very important.
Thank you.
Did
you feel like that was? I liked that.
No, that was very nice.
I know.
It was a very nice story, and it's funny that you brought that up because my cousin, she's 14. She just had her confirmation into the Roman Catholic Church a week ago.
That's where I am. my denomination.
That's mine too. But I mean, it's so different from when I made my confirmation, where she had to, I mean, I just had to attend classes to go. She had to attend classes. She had to go to meetings. She had to go on a retreat. And the thing is, like, I think faith is not something that is, we all form our own relationship with God in different ways. And I people are shocked when I say that because I am an openly gay person, and I am also a practicing Christian. I attend Catholic or Christian services, and they get, what, you have a relationship with God? And perhaps I can talk more about that because I have some horror stories about being a gay Christian too, but I just have horror stories with any subject.
It's like God made us all in our own, like, separate ways, so he, like, made you gay. You can't choose to be gay.
Right. How much time do we have left?
This could be a conversation after.
Okay, we can definitely have a conversation later. But it's really nice because I'm comfortable in my relationship with God, and whether or not you believe or not, that's fine. Because my saying is always, I will respect your belief if you respect my belief. But it was so nice to see her go from this sort of passive, I believe because it's what I'm told to having her own relationship. And on Sunday, we had her confirmation dinner, and it was me, her parents, my grandparents, and my grandfather's brother, who's the father of her godmother, and her youth minister, who was her sponsor. And it was so nice watching my cousin interact with her youth minister and talk about these really heavy theological questions. And not only was I proud of her because of obviously the religious aspect, but it was the first time I've ever seen her employ abstract thought, where she was thinking about things that were not within our physical realm of being. Because before that, if it was not on Instagram or Snapchat, or she could not look it up using Siri, it did not exist to her. And, like, the fact that, like, this retreat got her to the point where she could think abstractly, it was really awesome seeing this little girl who I watched grow up sort of become a young adult.
Oh, Danica.
Yeah, I asked, like, that's what I do at CCO. I just ask, like, theological questions because it's, like, a safe space.
I think there are, I don't know if I have to be closer to this.
You have to be a fist play.
It's okay.
I think it's really important just to find a group of people where you can ask abstract questions of any kind, whether it's about philosophy, religion, anything, because there are such huge concepts, and we as college students are really, like, above the bar in many ways. And there are many times, because I am the second person in my family to attend college, and I get asked these heavy-duty questions, and it's like, well, I don't know, like, because we are trained to be specialists. It's not just a broad thing. And I think if we find a place where we can openly talk, and one of my favorite things to do with my father, who is a very intelligent man, has no common sense, but he's a very intelligent man when it comes to book smarts, is I love talking to him about intellectual things because he's older and he's seen a lot. And I like having this safe person that I can come to and talk about these heavy duty questions. I'm sorry, I talk a lot. I'm a communication major.
This is fascinating to hear.
I'm also using this as my audition because I hope you'll invite me to, like, be a permanent resident on your show.
I mean, you're always going to have, like...
In the words of Kate McKinnon imitating Lindsey Graham, this is my audition. I'm going to point at the camera.
Maybe we are down a couple players here.
I'm back for
yeah, Katie left and then
Katie left.
Matt doesn't really come back anymore.
Yeah, Matt's normally at hockey.
Hockey.
If you would have me, I would gladly join.
Yes.
This is the deepest that
we've gone with conversation.
It's usually but it's I love like this. It brings a new, like...
Usually it's like, what's your favorite color? Purple. Okay, what's your favorite color? Pink.
Green. Oh,
what is your favorite color, Shannon?
Purple.
Me too.
Oh my gosh, twinsies.
Did you know purple is the symbolic color of royalty?
Because that dye was so expensive.
Yes.
Yes, it
Did
was.
Did you know that red is the color for power?
Yes, it's also the color of martyrdom.
My favorite color.
What's martyrdom?
Martyrdom is when you... Okay, so traditionally it's when you... I'm not saying anything bad about the color. I love the color red.
Everyone looks at me weird whenever I say that's my favorite color.
I mean, it's like not my favorite color, but I, like, respect it. But... a martyr a martyr is traditionally someone who died for their is someone who dies for their beliefs.
Yeah.
So it's used a lot in the Christian and Muslim faith. So a lot of your Catholic saints are martyrs because they were killed because they're Christians.
Yeah.
Because there was once a time when we were a smaller religion and the Romans could just walk all over them. Long time ago. Talk to Dr. Fanning. He is a great source of knowledge here on campus. He is in the history. I know. I'm the king of the shameless plug because I'm involved in so many different things. But talk to Dr. Fanning because he's just a wealth of knowledge. Take a history class with him. He's fun. He's also like one of the coolest guys you will ever meet.
Oh, I've met him. He's awesome.
Also, he does a podcast with Dr. Moretti.
Oh my gosh, it's... It's something else, man.
I mean, I love them both. I mean, I love the whole Moretti family. I know the whole Moretti family. Really? And they're all divine.
What is it like meeting the Moretti family?
The curious. Moretti family?
Yes. What is the Moretti family like? I'm curious.
I technically met all of them, too.
Dr. Moretti. Okay. I'm friends with Dr. and Mrs. Moretti, who is also a professor here on
really?
Facebook. Yeah. But Dr. Moretti's Facebook is all puns.
I can imagine.
Like I said, I'm a communication major. He is the head of my department now. And I spend a lot of my time in Wheatley, which is where his office is, and I see him a lot in the CAF. And what I love is whenever we see each other, he has a different joke for me. He also sees me a lot roaming the faculty office halls in Wheatley because I meet with a lot of professors. And he has taken to calling me and my friend, who's very often with me, Mischief and Mayhem. For your information, I am Mayhem. Because when I bring chaos, I bring utter chaos and there's no recovery from it.
Oh, no.
But he's divine and... Mrs. Moretti, we like 2 weeks ago we had a conversation about we're so similar. We both have issues saying no, and we take a lot on. And so it's gotten to the point where we'll see each other, and she goes, oh, my God, my to-do list was so long yesterday, I nearly texted you about it.
That's fantastic.
But the really wonderful thing about the Morettis is they are two of the most caring, genuine, sincere people I have ever met in my life. I met them for first semester my sophomore year. Their youngest son, Nick, was in a show that I was in. And so they, one or both of them, were at every rehearsal. So for an entire month, I saw them five nights a week. And so we got to know each other. And I honestly believe that they would do anything for me. Because I know I would do anything for them.
And that's what you need in, like, friendships and
I
relationships
like,
in your life.
I love Dr. Moretti is who's, like, the one that taught during the SCJ, like, induction.
Dr. Moretti, him and Dr. Fanning were a part of the election night last year. That was a fun time.
Oh, speaking of elections, I would just like to I just want to put out the fact that yesterday was the deadline to register to vote.
I registered in the summer.
Good. And here's the thing.
I registered like a year ago.
I'm not going to shame you for who you vote for. I am so 100% above that. But for those of you who don't know me, I'm a political science minor, and I take the thing about politics that I take most seriously is the United States Constitution. And when forming the United States... Awesome. But in forming the United States Constitution and the United States of America itself, the founding fathers gave the American people one job, and that
you stirred up, son.
And that job was to protect the country as well as themselves from tyranny, and that one single job is to vote. So, and this is what I say to my grandparents who have not voted since Bill Clinton was president, which I understand. Like, you think about it, oh, Bill Clinton was like only three presidents ago. There, but when you look at it, that's like 20 years ago that he was president. So.
Did they vote for Bill Clinton?
They did vote for Bill Clinton. But the point is, they like complaining about it. And I honestly have no respect for people who don't vote, but then complain about the state of the government, because you had one job. And so the most important, and there is so much dissent and anger over the state of our nation at this moment. And honestly, I don't care if you like Donald Trump, or if you like Nancy Pelosi, or if you like Mitch McConnell, or if you like Brett Kavanaugh. But I'm not getting political other than the fact that if you're going to stand there and complain, don't. Because I hate nothing more than a self-pitying whiner. Do something about it. Go to the polls. And I will throw shade, because honestly, all you have to do is vote. And here's the thing. Every vote counts every time. Every single vote counts every single time.
I have a story for that. So I worked the polls for the presidential election
you
my senior year
polls?
High school.
I'm just
I was waiting. Yeah. So
yeah,
when, okay.
She just ignored it.
When,
I don't think she understood. I don't think she heard you.
Oh.
You worked the polls.
The polls. The voting polls. I better be guys.
I knew what you meant.
I knew
it. We love you. It's okay. It's okay. We love you. I love
continuing
you,
so there were like I love like I could tell you so many like stories from just one day where I worked, and it was the funniest thing. This one of my favorites was this family comes in. I've known them my entire life. The oldest guy was like, I don't want to actually vote on the electrical voter because it's rigged. And we're like, okay, I already got your card out, so what do you want us to do? He's like, I want a paper ballot. And I'm like, okay. So he does his paper ballot. Dumb sick didn't sign it, so his vote didn't count. So I looked at my grandma, I'm like, well, what do we do now? And she's like, I don't know. And we're like walking around, like going to every supervisor, like, what do we do? They're like, this has never happened, like, he's dumb. And we're like, yeah. It was so funny.
I mean, it's
funny thing. I like history. And
so funny.
I was
you part of the history club?
No. I'm already in two clubs. Anyway, this will be quick because we have a minute left because she's pointing her finger at me. So, did you know, like, whenever it was George Bush or, like, someone else?
Al Gore.
Al Gore. And that's why I don't know him, because he didn't get elected. And then, like, the middle party, the independent party, everyone, like, a lot of old people in Florida were checking, like the whoever the middle guy was, like, the independent guy, like, it was like, if you have perception issues, which a lot of old people do, they, like, couldn't tell which dot was which, so they were voting for the wrong person. So really, Al Gore should have won, but.
And we're probably out of time, but just to finish this up, no, I'm not going to get into the
just
political
vote.
Essay. It's very important to vote. If you have not registered to vote in the midterm elections, it's not too late to vote, to register to vote, so you can vote next year. And here's the thing. The things that are happening within our government now are going to affect our generation. And we can stop it before it becomes an issue by voting now. So go and vote.
Go vote.
And that's all I have to say.
That's all that we have for I Plead the First.
Bye. Bye.